Are new stars being born at this very moment in the universe? Why do so many Big Bang believers assume that baby stars exist? That's what we'll find out on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Big Bang believers have an entire story about the life cycle of stars. It's a sophisticated story, as it has to encompass stars of many different types and lots of observed phenomena. However, its sophistication does not authenticate every element of it. One of the consequences of this belief is the observation of so-called star nurseries. This leads to the claim that we can see stars forming in clouds of molecules or nebulae. After all, the model for star formation that Big Bang believers use is that something disturbs the constituent parts of a molecular cloud so that molecules stick together in clumps. These clumps are said to act on each other by gravity, growing bigger and bigger, while the center gets hotter and hotter, until hydrogen atoms at the center begin to undergo nuclear fusion and the star switches on. It must be emphasized over and over again that this has not been observed to happen. Again, this has not been observed to happen. What is actually observed is the molecular cloud with small stars inside it, so the observation is assumed to be part of the story. One website suggested that the necessary disturbance could be caused by a comet passing through the nebula, but such a passage by a comet has not been observed. God has certainly made an active universe in which there are changes that can be observed or inferred. But these things declare his glory, not random deep time chance.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.